This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. We had to sit on this for a little bit just because last week was all Halloween themed tisbats.
This wasn't a spooky one.
This was not spooky, but we kind of love it anyway. This from the BBC. Of course, that big jewel heist at the Louvre in Paris.
It's weird that they even still do jewel heists. You know, like that feels like a very bygone
70s.
Thing. Yeah, you don't heist the jewels. You just go into their computer and take their money.
No, now it was an actual jewel heist. They've actually arrested two people now.
Yeah, I heard about
in
that.
In connection with this, but that's not our concern.
No.
Our concern is the headline reads, Louvre heist lift maker seizes the moment with a new ad campaign.
Love this.
So the thieves at the Louvre used this piece of equipment to hoist themselves up to this window.
Yeah.
The German company that makes that lift decided to launch a new advertising campaign based on what happened.
The Bocher Agilo. Sorry, that's not a terrible German accent.
Vern-based firm Bocher this week. This is a couple of weeks ago, posted a post featuring the now famous image of their furniture ladder extending up a balcony outside the gallery of the Apollo. The quote says, when you need to move fast, the Bocher Agilo transports your treasures weighing up to 400 kilograms, quiet as a whisper. Video emerged of the thieves escaping on the mechanical ladder after stealing over $100 million of France's crown jewels. The managing director of the company said when it became clear that no one was hurt, which was good, they decided to use a touch of humor to draw attention to the family-run business. Mr. Alexander Bocher says the crime, of course, is reprehensible. That's clear to us. But this was just a chance for us to use our the most famous and visited museum in the world to get a little attention for our company.
Excuse me, do you need to, here's the thing is, whenever I want to do a German accent.
That was pretty French.
I will go French. Whenever I want to do a French accent, I go German. I just wanted to do something of like, hey, do you want to, no, I can't.
Do you want a lift for that?
That sounds like Dracula. What are you doing right now, Jane? That's offensive to everyone in Germany and or France.
The jewel thieves had arranged to have the machine demonstrated to them before they used it. Let's take it out for a test run.
That's something that Wisconsin would do, too. Oh, yeah, we'll totally take you out. That's fine.
Well, I want to see if it's going to work.
Yeah.
The thieves then arrived at the Louvre shortly after the museum opened its door. It took them only 8 minutes to get up and in and back out. But again, two of them are in custody right now.
And the Bocher Agilo people are reaping in the rewards of benefits of exposure. There we go.
He said from news reports, they have sold a couple of machines.
I think that's hilarious.
After this ad campaign, when you need to get away quick.
Do you need to wash some windows, put a big star on top of a Christmas tree, or maybe rob a jewelry collection?
Rob a famous museum.
Get yourself a Bocher Agilo or a Gilo. I wanted to do that all in a German accent, but I can't now. I'm so self-conscious. I used to be able to do German, and now it's gone.
Practice. We'll do it tomorrow.
Thank you.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.